Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the winter storm, historic snow in New Orleans, and we've been talking about that. We are joined by Nika Scott, Entergy New Orleans Vice President of Customer Service. Nika, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noel. Good morning.
Well, I usually talk to you with some kind of crazy event, and here we are again. Dealing with snow.
Yeah, here we are. We're used to hurricanes, but snow is a little different for us, right?
It is a little different. And I guess a lot of questions of what challenges does a snowstorm like this present to the electrical infrastructure of our great city?
So, look, it is a little different than hurricanes. A little bit harder to predict damages and restoration times because, icy roads does a lot or prevents us from being able to sometimes respond as quickly as possible. But our team is prepared. We have, run out all of our critical feeders, inspected our equipment to make sure we weren't going to have any issues once the storm got here. Now that it's here, we are still responding to outages as safely as possible. It looks like we have maybe about 120 scattered outages across the city. So that's not too bad. And we're prepared to get power back on as quickly and safely as possible once the system rolls through.
I know one of the exercises y'all go through is to visually inspect power lines to see if there's any ice collection on those. What are you seeing?
I have not heard anything yet from our operations team. We don't expect this to be a big ice event, which is very fortunate because, ice and power lines don't mix. We really are just seeing snow, which doesn't stick to our lines. I think what we are going to be focusing on as we go through this event is really, what we're concerned about is ice and tree or snowfall on trees. It causes them to sag and those may hit our lines. So far though, like I said, just about 120 scattered outages. We will continue to monitor. Now, everybody, we expect this weather to be through, late this afternoon, early evening. But we'll continue to monitor for at least 24 hours because the snow's through doesn't mean our system isn't going to be impacted because you'll still have snow on trees, touching branches, and then you have these cold load impacts that sometimes make it a little longer to get power restored.
Not to mention the wind, right, Nika? I mean, I don't know what it's blowing at now, but the snow downtown, and I'm sure you're seeing the same thing, is sideways.
Yeah, we did hear some 25-mile-an-hour gusts. I believe we're anticipating up to 30. Once we get up to 30, we can't send our teams out. Anything over 30 miles an hour, we can't put a bucket truck up if we need to. Wind will certainly be a factor. Hopefully it'll die down quickly so that we can get back to restoration.
Now, they're expecting tomorrow that we're not going to get above freezing temperatures for a period of time any longer than 4 hours. So obviously, road conditions will continue to be a challenge for everyone tomorrow, right?
You're absolutely right, and it's something that we take very seriously. We've told our team if you, you know, you may normally be going 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour to get to a site to make repairs. Absolutely take your time. We don't want any accidents. And, we're also encouraging our customers. I know it's difficult to do once the snow passes, but please stay off the road. Vehicle impacts to our equipment can absolutely cause damage and outages that are unnecessary. We saw that a couple of weeks ago. We had two cars hit poles like in a matter of a couple of days, and it took power out. So if you can, stay home.
No, absolutely. Any other special preparations that y'all have had to make? I mean, it's not often that we're even contemplating snow. I'm sure you guys communicated with other service providers that do this every season. Anything else out there that was unique to the preparation for this event?
I don't think so. Our operations teams, they prepare for everything, even though it is an anomaly. Texas had a pretty bad snowstorm a couple of years ago. I know our ops team talked to our Texas team about that. I look, every day I am in awe of those crew members who are out in the field doing this work. We've reminded them, you think you're cold, right? But you're still perspiring. Just make sure you're wearing, the appropriate clothing, because you are, we don't want hypothermia. We don't want dehydration. So they really do keep that front of mind. And, we don't have a successful restoration unless it's a safe one. So that's something that we really do focus on at Entergy.
Any particular precautions that need to be taken by homeowners that may be tripping circuit breakers? A lot of folks, we've already had a fire yesterday in Jefferson Parish, space heater utilizing an extension cord, combustible materials close to the space heater. A lot of times, though, in many cases, these electric heaters will trip circuit breakers. Any special advice along those lines?
So if you do lose power and we do have a wider spread outages than anticipated, I would turn off all my appliances, because that way when we do bring the power back up, make sure your lights are off, everything you can shut down. It just makes us bringing the load back up a little bit easier. So, yeah, if you experience an outage, turn off all of your turn off any equipment that you had on prior to the outage. That would be helpful to us.
Because a lot of times there's a surge, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we know that sometimes some of these appliances don't handle that situation very well.
I had it happen at my house just last week when it was so cold. I had a space heater on and it tripped my breaker. So, yeah.
Final thoughts.
Look, I do want to just give you a little bit of information about estimated restoration time. It's a little harder to make that determination as quickly as we normally do on a warm day. And we are posting this information on our outage map. If you do have an outage, we anticipate once the storm passes through, we'll be able to send crews out to do damage inspections. It'll take a little bit longer. But we will have, if you have an outage, we anticipate having your estimated restoration time up on our outage map by 10 p.m. Not necessarily mean your power will be back on by 10 p.m., but you'll at least have an estimate as to when you can expect it to be restored. We're putting that out by text and robocalls to customers, and NOLA Ready is also sharing our text as well.
Awesome information. We appreciate that. Stay safe, stay warm, and look forward to seeing you again outside of an event.
Thank you, Noel. Same to you. Thank you.
All righty, thank you. That's Nika Scott, Entergy New Orleans, VP of Customer Service. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'd love to hear from you. What are you seeing? What are you experiencing? Any challenges out there? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.